The deep organic sound of a big and nearly empty museum creeps subtly to the foreground. Quiet conversations animate the background, and a bunch of time goes by. Suddenly, three paper shreds tear the room into pieces. Popular Joseph sings his line before the big and empty hall comes slowly back in style. The sound of wooden footsteps leaves the room and passes by several times. At the same time, crackles swell to an ocean of cooking grease, and strange thuds and rumblings mold a nearly concrete scenery. Just at the moment, a slurp is peeling from left to right. A wall of sound enters the place. A broad range of low babbling voices, snatches, dramatic rattlings and chaotic features spin around and take place in every part of the room. After the trashing retreats for a pause in the background, it returns directly with a deep organic squeak and disrupts everything into small scraps. The hubbub rotates massively in a panorama while a peeling slurp decomposes the fading room. A deep organic noise opens the scene, which quickly becomes a frosty purr. The crowd waits eagerly, and there's always Joseph's music in the air. When the performance starts, deep horns take command with a boggy field of warm outpourings, screeches, vocal treatments, staccato-like, ensnare the white penning horn figures, while cracklings and burbles release the concert with a highlight. A discontinuity makes room for the clueless audience as another horn enters from the rearmost part of the room to the foreground. Two piercing sounds abruptly rule the board with panicked strain. Vocal treatments rise for a last peak before the fade away and the endless catacombs of the museum. The audience has left the building. An undertow gathers the brightness of slides, and the light go on with a deep buzzing on the right side. Hippie chants explore the universe while a deep bass pounding pumps up from a great distance. Razor thin phase modulations open the surrounding so that the deep buzzing can stream in the whole panorama. The crising of vacuum cleaners brings the tubby rhythm to the foreground, and the warm hippie chants return with undulated stretches. The bursting of fine glass splinters put an end to this psychedelic drone of freedom and throws the focus onto a cold blackness. No daylight falls on this background, composed of subtle drippings and thick murmur. Flogging strokes and intense bass convolutions form a shield of proliferating jungle-like rhythmical structures. A stumbling thin wave modulation soon craves attention and fades away, that organic coil of polyrhythmic plateau. A whirring drone comes closer as a loud hang illustrates the clean stage by its titled reverb. Small high frequency crunches crack clusters bomb-like out of the blue. They spatially in shape are squeezed and scrunched by a deep organic drone which ends with a click and liberates the scene from its density. The cracking dissolves in the entrance of an agent's gallery. The subnormal rush of the showroom is terminated by a fax machine from the back of the stage. After a small pause, clangs interconnect with recurring walking sounds and build a swinging blue note rhythm cluster, yapping and whining of the word art expand the yet mini figures, which is completed by sharp and stretched chimings of a cooking top. The funk, groovy till now, becomes an aggressive, sharp-edged braiding, while the barking drafts its desire, a relapsed into silence. Where we are from, an artist sings a pretty song, and there's always a young and nice trainee who comforts an important collector on the phone. Meanwhile, someone leaves the gallery. The air conditioner starts unnoticed, and now it seems to run statically until the end of time.
Ettenhundel 97 på svinner under kjole. Ettenhundel 91 tæt på aske. Sittenhundel 98 til Ettenhundel 1. Gul og spids under chiffon. Ettenhundel 28 Ausleppel una Staffeli. Ettenhundel 28 setter spinnerøkken i bevægelse. Ettenhundel 45 neuen Posten. Ettenhundel inotralve, pellenet par. Ettenhundel syotralve, una brun kappe. Ettenhundel sexofür, pro vörle, pro steen. Siebenhundel vierfiers, röhr, wild süh. Siebenhundel Enohalfems, Lena Postafeli. Siebenhundel Neohalfias, Wila mit Steenurt. Ettenhundel Sütten, Brunlilla, Pomöders Göll. Sittenhundel Tofirs, Festnet ist die Beule. Sittenhundel Fiohaltres, Po ins Gü. Ettenhundel Otto, Löffel melts Biss. Ettenhundel Triotres, I Lenka. Ettenhundel Tres, Grüßede I Fiskenet. Ettenhundel Triotralve, Heure pro Kessen, Venstre pro Gulve. Sittenhundel Fiofiers, Neuen Melzepta pro Fülllenke. Sittenhundel Tourfers, omkring, livløs, arm. Sytenhundredseksoghalvfjerds til 1779. Indbundel eller under rød kjole. Sytenhundredfemogfirs til 1786. Holdt Egermascher. Udo Halfjers til 1879. 9 Posten. Etten hundel syv halvfems. Knap synlig under nettet.